Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Welcome back to another episode of the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Christine Mizell, and I am having a blast over here answering your web design and SEO business questions. And boy, did today's question have me thinking. Today's question comes from Russell in the UK, and he asks, while you have been running your web design business, what has been the single best change or implementation that you have made that has most improved your business? Wow, what a question. This really had me thinking. Now, I was very quickly able to come up with some of the biggest changes that I know that were most effective, that had the biggest impact on my business getting the results that I wanted. But I really had trouble narrowing it down to just one. So I spent some time reflecting on this and trying to figure out why this was so hard to narrow down. And what I came up with was that although these changes by themselves made a big impact, they would not have made such a big impact without the other pieces. And so I was able to come up with the three biggest changes that I implemented in my business that made all of the difference for me. So I'm going to give you those three changes, and then I'm going to let you decide if you feel that implementing just one of them would be most effective in your business, or if you can see why I think really having all of those changes, all of those pieces working together makes the biggest impact. Okay, so let's jump right into these three big changes that I made. Now, if you have listened to any of the episodes so far, if you've spoken with me or worked with me at all in the past, you're not going to be surprised by the first one, which is getting extremely clear, very specific on who you serve. Who is your ideal client? Okay, so I know you've heard me talk about this before, but I remember back when I had no idea who I was serving. If they had money and they wanted work done, they could pay me. I'd do it for them. And that was it. I was no more clear than that. And this is why I was so overwhelmed, because marketing seemed so hard. It was like this really big thing I had to tackle. There were so many options. I had no idea what to do, and I was a bit paralyzed by that. And that meant I didn't take the action that I needed to. But when I gained that clarity on who I served, the overwhelm, the struggle, it reduced dramatically, because the what, as in the what to do, it also became more clear. Now, with this being said, I don't think that this is the only way that you can run your business, but I do think that it gives you the best chance at success, and it is going to help you get there faster and easier. And if you think about it, most entrepreneurs who are getting started, they struggle. Marketing can feel very hard. We don't know where to start. And what happens is we're looking at all these other entrepreneurs who are trying to get started as well, and they're serving anybody and everybody, and they're throwing ads out randomly here and there, talking to random people. So what do? We do the same thing. Why? Because everybody else is doing it. The problem is, when you want different results, you have to do something different. You have to be willing to do things different than other people so that you can get better results. So that is my first big change. Now, my second change is when I became hyper-focused on results. Okay, this really had a lot to do with my thinking and what I was actually doing in my business, because you are going to do whatever you are focusing on. So this is why I say it's very hard if you only have one of these three changes. If I selected a niche, if I got very specific on who I was serving, but then I had no plan of how to serve them and how to move forward and what my action plan was going to be, I'm still not going to get really good results. So I need to have a very specific plan that is focused on marketing and is focused on my results. So when I went from having so many different possibilities to getting really focused, not only my specific marketing plan, but my specific daily and weekly actions that would lead me to my goal, that is where everything changed. Okay, the action is where everything is going to change. But that would have been a lot harder to achieve if I didn't know who the heck I was serving in the first place. So you have to start there. But when you don't have a plan, you end up focusing on the wrong task to actually grow your business. So think about it. If you know you need to market, you know you need to be out there talking to clients, but you don't know where to start, what happens? Well, you do things like you start redesigning your logo, changing your website colors, and then you see a shiny new tool that was just released and you think, oh, let me go look at this. Or, you know, I need project management software. I know I don't have any projects to manage yet, but let me figure out what I'll use when I will need it down the line. And we're focusing on all the activity that is not producing any results for our business. So my big shift was when I started thinking about and asking questions like, how many leads did I bring into the business today or this week? How many paying clients did I work with today or this week? What did I do to nurture my existing leads and engage with them this week? And you can even change that wording a little bit. How many new companies will I contact tomorrow or this week? How many paying clients will I be working with by the end of the month? And so when we put actual numbers to this, to the questions and the actions that are going to make the biggest difference in our business, that is where things change. But it's so much easier to do that and create that plan and figure out what to do when you know who you're going to serve. Okay, so those are my main two. Those are the biggest two that I came up with. Now, the third and final biggest change that I made was when I started getting help. When I first got started, I was just sitting in an office in my mom's house and just pretty much staring at my computer doing those tasks that I was telling you, redesign the logo, trying to come up with a better business name, looking at some tools, redesigning my site for the third and fourth time because there was not enough work. But when I stopped being afraid of speaking to other people, to reaching out to those who are more successful than I was, and trying to get feedback from others who are where I wanted to be one day, and to be open to accepting that help so that I could grow my business so much faster, I can't tell you how much faster my business grew. And now just sitting here reflecting back on this, I realize that had I reached out for help sooner, if I had gotten that help faster, I could have had a bigger impact on the businesses that I was serving earlier on in my business. And on top of that, for my own business, I would have grown so much faster and it would have been so much easier than if I had just tried to do it all myself. And when I think about the amount of time that I lost and the amount of money, the revenue coming in or that could have come in that I lost, I really wish I had done it sooner. So those are my big three, Russell. I hope that helps, even though I know you wanted to hear what was the biggest change, but I really think these three were the key changes that I made that absolutely made the biggest difference for me. So I got really specific on who I was going to serve. I had a hyper-focused action plan focused on the results that I wanted in my business. And I reached out and got help when I needed it so I could grow faster. So thank you so much for sending your question and thank you for making me think as well. Now, I'd also like to invite you to a free training that I put together for you this week. And here we'll be covering the three steps to starting a web design and SEO business from scratch in 2018, where we're going to talk about how to build your business from the ground up and without all of the stress and the overwhelm that can come with that. That way you can get the results that you want from your business faster and easier. So if you are serious about growing your business this year, then you want to head on over to portableentrepreneur.com/results. And there you can register for this free training so that you don't miss out. I am going to go much more in detail into the specific steps that you need to be taking this year so that you can have a specific action plan for your business and can completely transform the actions that you are taking on a day-to-day basis to grow your business. So again, head on over to portableentrepreneur.com/results, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.